Chapter 21. Jesse sat at a table in Daisy's restaurant and looked at Sonny Randall sitting across from him wearing tight jeans and a white tank top.
Hard to carry a concealed weapon in that outfit, Jesse said.
This outfit is not about concealing, Sonny said. Guns in my purse.
Jesse nodded.
The outfit's doing its job, Jesse said.
Of not concealing?
Yes.
I was hoping you'd notice, she said.
They were drinking iced tea and eating sandwiches.
Sonny had a BLT. Jesse had a lobster club.
We got an agenda on this visit, Jesse said.
You mean why did I come up here and have lunch with you?
Yes.
How about because you're a white-hot stud and I've missed you, Sonny said.
Nice answer, Jesse said.
It's true, I do miss you, Sonny said.
Yes, Jesse said, I miss you too.
And, Sonny said, I want a favor.
Jesse nodded.
Don't they always, Jesse said.
Oh my God, the Weltschmerz, Sonny said.
I'm trying it out, Jesse said. How's it play?
Sucks, Sonny said.
Here's what I need.
Jesse smiled and nodded. You remember my friend Spike, she said.
Sure, big guy, beard, looks sort of like a bear.
That would be Spike, Sonny said.
She opened her sandwich and picked up a slice of bacon and took a small bite off the end of it.
Sonny always looked as if she'd recently stepped from the shower, combed her hair, applied makeup carefully, and dressed. There was a freshness about her that made her seem always nearly brand new.
He owns a restaurant in Boston, Sonny said.
Spike's, near Quincy Market.
Clever name, Jesse said.
He wants to expand, Sonny said, and he's looking to get a place up here.
Spike's North, Jesse said.
Yes, Sonny said, in fact. How'd you know?
You got something really clever, Jesse said. You probably like to work with it.
Sonny took a red lettuce leaf from her deconstructed sandwich and nibbled on it. I thought being down with the chief of police might be useful to him, she said.
How useful has it been for you, Jesse said.
More than maybe you know, Sonny said.
They were quiet for a moment, waiting for the conversation to go to another place. I could put him in touch with my friend, Marcy Campbell. She's a real estate broker.
Good friend, Sonny said.
Yes.
With privileges, Sonny said.
Why do you ask, Jesse said.
Sonny nibbled on a tomato slice. Then she put it down and patted her mouth with her napkin. How's Jen, she said.
Gone to New York, Jesse said.
To work?
Yes.
She go by herself?
No.
Man? Sonny said.
Jesse leaned back in his chair and looked at the ceiling as if he were stretching his neck.
After a time, he said,
Of course.
Sonny nodded. She sipped some iced tea. Jesse sat forward and smiled at her.
How's Richie? Jesse said.
I don't exactly know, Sonny said. We decided to try a sabbatical from one another. I mean, you know, for God's sake, his current wife is having a baby soon.
Jesse nodded.
And Rosie?
Sonny shook her head.
I had to put her down, she said, this spring.
Oh, God, Jesse said, I'm sorry.
I know, Sonny said, I'll get past it.
Hard, Jesse said.
Very.
He put his hand on hers on the tabletop. They sat quietly. The waitress came and asked if they were interested in dessert. They said no. She brought them the check.
Jesse paid it and added a tip.
Let's get out of here, Jesse said.
And go where? Sonny said.
We can start with a walk on the beach, Jesse said.
That feels right, Sonny said.
It does, Jesse said.
And they left the restaurant.